Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
The James Worthy Foundation is on a mission to help a nutritionally insecure American population, the at-risk youth. You know, in low-income communities, sports are often at the center of everything they do, and many of them have that dream of wanting to be the next sports star. But there is a big information gap about the sources of high-quality and sustainable nutrition and energy. And former NBA star James Worthy wants to get young athletes off all of those energy drinks, and I use that in quotation. I've talked about those before on the show. We know that they're full of empty calories, sugar, they have a lot of even harmful chemicals, and James Worthy wants to replace them with an all-natural drink that meets their nutritional needs. Mr. Worthy, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me today to discuss this topic. I also try to influence kids that, you know, they have a better chance of becoming an astronaut than they do an NBA player or NFL player or rapper, because, you know, kids are getting away from the educational part of being an athlete.
Very good
and
point.
Along with that, there's a lot of health issues that kids need to be aware of, too, if they're going to pursue sports. So I say academics first. You know, I guess first of all, a healthy lifestyle, academics, and then sports.
Well, let me ask you: have you always been an advocate of dietary supplements, even when you were playing with the Lakers?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't educated on diet and supplements until really I became about my third year in the league. I come from a family of high blood pressure and heart disease, and so when I became a professional athlete, they run a number of tests and they asked a lot of questions. And it wasn't until then that I was aware that it doesn't matter how great a shape I'm in or how much I run every day and as a professional athlete, I have genetics, I have genes in me from my family right. that regardless of the health that you're in. That, you know, it could be an issue. So the earlier you know that, the better you can start to prepare with diet and exercise and just being conscious of what you need to do. And I also like what your person said. I was listening about doing the research. You know, we hear so much about different things and we get all hyped up about it, but you really have to be your own doctor in addition
Absolutely.
To having a doctor. So I really believe I come from the South where obesity and salt and sugar are really, really prominent. And so I've tried to educate young people early. A lot of it is difficult for kids to afford, but there are affordable ways to stay healthy. And that's one thing that we're trying to do is bring that type of awareness.
All right. I know you would agree with me that a lot, you know, when we focus on the low-income communities, you know, as I said at the introduction, which I think is similar to some of the stuff that I've read on your foundation website, and we'll give that out here in a moment. You know, sports is a very big deal for them. It's really the center of a lot of what they do. But I think you would also agree with me, though, that these energy drinks that are being marketed to them is just a horrible thing. I mean, they're loaded with sugars. They're loaded with really just horrible chemicals. So what is different? I know you have some different drinks that are alternative energy drinks that you are promoting. I think Revive and Revitalize. Those are the two main ones.
It's called Revive. Revive is the dominant drink that I'm pushing
okay.
right now, and we're not even calling it an energy drink actually, because we don't want to be confused with some of the energy drinks that are really right now under the microscope of Congress as to what's in them. A lot of chemicals, a lot of sugars, and they're seeing
right,
the results
right.
in our young kids of how it's affecting them. So Revive is a vitality drink that has 21 superfruits in it, all natural, no chemicals, no sugars, and it doesn't take you somewhere like some of the other energy drinks do. They take you so far up there, but then when you level off, it's an amazing crash down And that's where a lot of the negative effects start to happen with kids after they, and adults, after they've gone so far out with all this hype energy that I really don't think you're able to concentrate at that high a level. A revive just kind of sustains what you already have, the energy you already have in your body, and it helps you to concentrate mentally and sustain with the 21 superfruits. There's a number of natural berries and things that the doctor would tell you to eat anyway. So,
which is probably natural, I do too. You know, I probably promote most of those berries, I'm sure, in my own practice.
Yes,
so 21,
yes,
and you said no added sugars. Is that also true? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes. Yes, all natural sweeteners, no added sugars at all. So, you know, a lot of these drinks have so much caffeine in them that, you know, you just can't stay focused with all the jitteriness. So this is a drink with no added sugars. It's a delicious drink, naturally full of important nutrients that the kids need, really, to keep their bodies and minds, you know, strong. No sodas. We got to get the sodas out of.
Absolutely. That's not a good thing. The sodas, a lot of these energy drinks are just a bunch of sugar water. How are you getting these products to some of these lower income communities? You know, sometimes these products can be expensive. I don't know where the price falls for Revive, but how are you getting it to the low income community?
Well, I'm in the process now through my foundation of identifying low income areas, and I would love to. I'm in the process now of working with unified school districts to see if some way we can find a way to have a revive drink available for kids in the morning. I'd like to be able to find someone to sponsor this myself, because I know that it is a economic problem in some communities. That's why they're forced to eat a lot of fast food and a lot of unhealthy food.
Right.
So I work heavily with trying to get government bonds. We write a lot of bonds to try to get money for a variety of things. Prevention of teenage pregnancy. The other one is a health issue, which I'd like to have it funded. But right now, Revive is willing to run these tests in different schools to kind of see if there's a need for it and try to educate. That's the stage that we're at now. And I'd like to, by 2014, be able to implement this into the school district as either a free drink or either as something that could be in a vending machine that you could get for a quarter or something. So we understand the economics, and we wouldn't, you know, me personally, I don't want to put it in places or have it to be a high price for people. So we're working on that.
Okay, so we'll get into more to what you're doing with your foundation and how some of my listeners can help you out there. I want to go back to that first question I asked, though, about the dietary supplements, how you said when you were early in your career you really didn't know too much, you weren't very educated on it. What about now, though? Has things changed for you? Do you have a daily health ritual you follow today?
Absolutely, and I've had it for some time now, since I was in my 30s or late 20s. I really started to pay attention to what affected me, and right now I've eliminated about 90% of the sugar intake that I used to drink. I mean, I used to eat.
Wow.
I still like a cookie and a scoop of ice cream every now and then.
That's okay once in a while, right?
Yeah, but I've taken out the salt in my life.
Okay,
and you know, I understand how important water is, and I also am open to different things as far as health is concerned. So I've cut out a lot of the.
So it sounds like the sugars, the salts,
sugars, salt,
how you cook,
sodas,
the sugars, the salts.
Yeah.
We're gonna we're gonna get more into the foundation. I'm gonna give the website out now. It's jamesworthyfoundation.org. Go check that out. There's a lot of really good things on there. When we come back, James, we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing specifically with the foundation. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.